Soul Mirror, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved angels, and welcome, and thank you for your patience. What an extraordinary journey to say yes to make sure this show happened this evening. Wow, so much energy. And I know that you are all experiencing and feeling that as much as I am. Thank you, welcome, and know that this is a divine appointment, a moment that we have all truly called forward. And so as we come together this evening here on Soul Mirrors, what is your life reflecting? I want to first say welcome to all of you. And again, thank you for your patience for our slight delay in starting this evening. Hello to all of you over at YouTube at Official Shreen Kira, at YouTube over at Oneness Talk Radio, of course, over at bbsradio.com, where you can watch the show, you can hear the show, and you can also call in using our 800 number over there. Talk to our producer, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And of course, onenesstalkradio.com family. Namaste. Hi, everyone. There's robust chat going on over there as well. You can also watch and hear the show over there. Plus, get into our call board, which is already getting really full. 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. And to everyone out there at all of our affiliates, including iHeartRadio, thank you for supporting Soul Mirrors. Thank you for being the reflection of the divine illumination that is available and expanding right now. So first and foremost, this evening, you know, I mean, bring the hands right here. High heart. Yeah. This is a peak up-level moment. And, you know, let go of what the illusion is wanting you to dive into right now, because that's happening. I don't need to give it a name or a voice. In this moment, I sincerely am inviting you to come into your ascended heart presence, to notice this crystalline, you see this beautiful crystalline gateway? This beautiful crystalline gateway is illuminating into this extraordinary full moon. And this April up-level is so bright and the only words I can offer is rich potentiality. And we are in that right now. And the cosmic influence of this, if you're looking right here, is that rising out of kind of this beautiful sea of fifth dimensional opportunity is this moment of being able to build our own cosmic ascended portal. And this is really important because we are being gifted with a moment, a rare opportunity to not only remember, but to honestly step into this presence. And in order to do that, the component that is before you, that is before all of us, that is that igniter of this beautiful stairway, right, is radical, radical honesty. And that radical honesty begins with really being able to be in that multidimensional presence of the self. And I want to go ahead and actually put up that graphic this evening again. And so, you know, here it is. This is that multidimensional presence of the self that right now, if you are able to lift from that third dimensional experience into this fifth dimensional witnesser, which is this beautiful violet sea of creation right here next to me, then what happens is that as you gaze, as you pay attention, you are able to begin the ascended expansion that really allows you to step away from the ego without the ego being nervous or scared or afraid. And when we do that, there is a compassion that arises within that is like the most incredibly loving mother wrapping her arms around us. It's like the wings of the angels is coming in around us and saying, I've got you. You're safe with me. Tell me the secret you've been afraid to say. This is that type of radical honesty. It's that moment where you are allowing yourself to be nakedly honest with yourself without holding yourself back. That moment where you shatter your own illusion, where your own glass ceiling crumbles, and where you lift and see that which has been waiting. And that is the moment at hand in this incredible up-level experience that we are in right now, is the opportunity to move from that fifth dimensional witnesser and to fully stand up, just like you see in this graphic, into the witnessing presence of the seventh dimension, where the energy of judgment releases and resolves to the point where the questions no longer are even asked, where we love the being that was doing the asking. And then we are able to feel this radiant, illuminated energy where we are aware that we are the witness again, the ninth dimensional expansion. So because the energy of this moment is so intense and is so vast and is so large, there is a huge, huge, huge up level that is happening with this full moon. And I want to go ahead and share one more graphic this evening because I think it's really important to pay attention to. And that is the April 2020 up-level calendar. Now, if you don't know what the up-level calendar is, please go to sriankira.com, click on up-level calendar, learn about it. Same thing, it's an official Sri and Kira YouTube. Learn about the up-level energy. This up-level energy, you know, we came, we talked about it. It got a little bit of, you know, whatever people looking, well, they're looking now. And so this is a really important piece. And as we look at the April 2020 calendar, I want to bring your attention to the quote right up at the top from the beautiful beings of crystalline light. Confusion or clarity are the energies of this moment, and they are a choice. Now, combine that with the fact that April 2020 is in that energy of the visionary transformation through timeline adaptation, and it kind of starts explaining why everybody's breath is being affected. Even as I share this with you, notice high heart and also notice lungs and notice what may or may not be moving through your throat. Now, as you gaze at this calendar, this is the April 2020 out of the whole up-level calendar, which you can also get at sriankira.com for a very teeny donation to our clinica. Wednesday the 8th, you see this? It's tomorrow. Wednesday the 8th is a super full moon up-level, and it is the only up-level of this month. And it is in the month where we've already had the fact that this is the fourth month. What is the four? Perfect balance, right? Then we just went through the linear 444, perfect balance again, the Trinity. Well, now here we are on the four massive infinite influx of energy that's coming in on the wings of angels. And all you need to do is like free fall into your own divine nature to receive these two beautiful energies that are before us. This is happening at a moment when the pull, and it's a strong pull, when the pull of the third dimension, and if you look at this graphic, you see how this big illuminated moment here, and it was lined up the first and the eighth. And when you look at this, you see that as those rays come down and filter in through the 15th, what's happening right now from really the first through the 15th is going to be its own little cycle. But we are at that teeter-totter moment where this is that point of stability. This is that point of balance. And it's happening during a month, which is the peak month of this entire year and potentially of the entire up-level moment. So the key, my angels, is put on your safety belt, which is your absolute anchored divine presence, which is that knowing, right? Put on your safety belt and make sure you're riding with people you love and adore and who are there to support you on the journey. And let's have fun, because that is the choice. Confusion or clarity are the energies of this moment, and they are a choice. And it is this moment right now, this full moon up level experience. And if you look at the 23rd, right? So the rays of this illumination came in really near the end of March, April 1, it'll go movement through the 15th. But then we're going to have another new moon illumination, which is going to be very much like the experience of the shuttle, the rocket blasting, right? The next phase is happening. That's going to happen on the 23rd. It's going to be another propulsion. So as we are here right now in this beautiful energy, where all of the radiant crystalline ascended presence is moving into this full moon, and where if you are working in fifth dimensional energy or above, you are becoming the builder of your own infinite tower that's going to take you right up, that is only available through your clarity. Because in the confusion, we wear it like a weight and it holds us down. And there are many right now who, because they are tired, are going to give up. And that is why it is always valuable to remember. And I had my husband shared something with me earlier today, and I don't want to misquote him. So I want to read to you exactly what he said. And this is my beloved husband, Sri Ramka, who will be on later this evening when we do our alignment experience for this huge full moon to make navigating it easier. And here's what he said. This is from my husband, Sri Ramka. True healing is a restoration of balance between the soul and the body. When the soul energy is not dismissed by the ego, then the higher frequency of the soul will automatically dissolve the physical congestions. And, you know, I just want to share with all my heart that that is so true. And that is the moment we are in right now. You know, I think I shared on Saturday when Sri and I were very honored to be part of the virtual New Life Expo out of New York, that my daughter had contracted COVID and was quite ill. And I've really been working with her, and she, to her credit, has invited that energy in and avoided needing greater care. And today actually turned that corner. And I'm really reading this, and I'm wanting you to really hear that the higher frequency of the soul will automatically dissolve the physical congestions when the soul is given permission to lead and to do so in unified harmony with the physical body. And this is when the reverse aging begins. This is when all of the miracle energies start happening. This is when we can literally reconfigure our bodies. And so I'm sitting here before you as living proof of that. And I know a lot of you know that. And in the radical honesty of this moment, this is the moment where you must invite the revelation that you have hidden even from yourself. When you can open that final door, that final gateway that is trying to stop you, and honestly love it from the ascended presence of your divine nature, to really be in that witnessing, witnesser, witness experience. When you can do that without the judgment and really give yourself the gift of loving you through that moment, it is literally like a fountain of crystalline light. It is a moment where all of the masters reveal themselves before you because you have taken your seat at the table. And that's why we are at this precipice moment. Remember that you were born for this moment. Ascended numerology validates that scientifically, right? You were born for this moment. You came in for this moment. So now what are you going to do with it? Really, what are you going to do with it? Because you do have a choice. And clarity or confusion are actually a choice. Sometimes when we're too confused, we say, you know what? I'm so confused. I can't do anything. I quit. That's the intention of the confusion. The confusion is also to get people to stop seeing the truth. Radical honesty is the invitation to see the truth, no matter what. And what has happened is that humanity has been bombarded with mistruth in an effort to preserve an energetic frequency that is fighting for its life because it knows it's imploding. And so the only way it can self-sustain is to take your energy. And the only way it can take your energy is if you walk up and hand it. And so there is a moment at hand right now where, and even as I share this, I feel it. I feel the propulsion, the pulling, and the string energy. I know a lot of you feel this too. That's why the lungs are being so affected right now on our planet. And so take a moment and pay attention to what has your attention. And then with all my heart and soul, please go to lineageholder.com. It's our down and dirty blog site. And it's there for you to connect with each other. It's there for you to be together during this time. And if you go there, go to the posts. The very first post is an ensoulment that came through from the divine directors with the 6 steps on how to walk through this moment and actually harness what you're experiencing, feeling, noticing, to actually anchor multidimensional existence, to actually be in that multidimensional experience. We were literally given step-by-step instructions. So go read it, please. It's free. It's our gift to the world, please. And then please, over at YouTube, Official Shereen Kira, watch the Spiritual Survival Kit. It is 15 minutes. If you don't watch the whole thing, you're cheating yourself because there's a lot there for you to receive. Nothing you need to buy. Just literally the 3 things you really need and how to call them in. And then if you visit shereenkira.com, right on the homepage, download, read, and apply the Avesa Connectivity Dream Practice. Because as this moment of radical honesty, and in just a moment, I'm going to be bringing on, in my radically honest way, one of the best co-hosts ever, Jess Juntunen. And so as we come forward right now, as we come together, as you remember who you are, your spiritual survival is the gateway, or it will be what you throw away. So it's gateway or throwaway. And whatever you throw away, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure, right? So whatever you throw away will be discovered by another. And whatever you throw away to embrace will take you wherever your soul's journey is wanting to go. So there are no bad decisions or wrong turns. However, when you call in the awareness of what's going on, when you say yes to the consciousness, that's when you see the truth. And we are at a moment right now where everything is out there. Nobody's hiding the crimes. Nobody's hiding the injustices. As a matter of fact, they're out there more than they've ever been. But because the humanity has been bombarded with that which is not true, it's like the wolf in sheep's clothing. Nobody knows what to believe anymore. And that was actually the intention. What is the greatest blessing of that? Right here, baby, right inside. This is why all of us that have been on this journey forever, that this is our life. If we are not modeling this for those that are yet to find it, then shame on us. And if we are not coming together and transcending every illusionary perception of separation, age, race, sex, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's all not real. And so if we can transcend all of that right now, and really say yes to the truth of who we are, then we are modeling that which will invite others to remember. In this moment, in 2020, remember in this year, because of that beautiful dragonfly transformation, what is happening? That because of that dragonfly energy, and it's a year of experience. So of course, we're having lots of tangible experience, right? So we have these 3 energies that have come forward. And the first is profound shift, not shift, profound shift. Well, I think that's already been a check, right? Definitely. We are in the moments of profound shift. The second energy is visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. And April has us right in the middle of that. This is why, no matter how crazy it seems, no matter how out there it seems, no matter what the mind of density will do to try to stop you from what you know is true, in this moment right now, you honestly have the opportunity, especially in this up level. This is a mega up level. You have the opportunity to honestly break free and witness, be in that multidimensional experience, even if it's just for a second, even if it's just for enough of a moment for you to get it. Oh my God, this really is happening, because it's more real than this, guys. This is all the distraction. And so, you know, enough distraction. Let me bring in another beautiful, amazing being, and let's go ahead and bring in our extraordinary co-host for tonight's show, the beautiful Jess Juntunen. And I also want to give a big shout out while Jess comes in to all of you that are holding on the phone lines right now. We, Jess and I, are going to be getting to you. Hey, Jess, wow, loving your moon and your beautiful earth view. You're just like melting right into it. It's beautiful.
Hello. Yeah, I'm feeling the blue energy. I'm feeling all these points of light that we're all connected. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for everything you've been sharing at the beginning of this hour. Wow. 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 What a time.
I agree. It is really what a time is really the truth, and in every single way. And, you know, Jess, I really, now that you're on the show, I want to jump to the inner solidarity that is required to navigate this moment, and what that really means, because I think it's part of this, can you be nakedly honest with yourself? Can you be radically honest? You know, radical honesty is actually a form of love, and it's a very ascended form of love, because it says, I love me enough to say, show me. You know, if this is what I need to do to be my highest, then show me, let me do this, right? You know, let it in. That's a form of inner solidarity that says my solidarity is with my divine nature, unshakably, you know? And so what I'm noticing right now, especially as everyone's on their inner retreats, is that the inner solidarity is really revealing itself one way or another. And it's part of that radical honesty.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm feeling that too. And yeah, where's our solidarity at, and being honest with ourselves? And it can be scary to be honest with ourselves. Our ego doesn't want us to go there, doesn't want to be revealed.
That's true.
Yeah, and I think when we can have that compassion, when you're talking about fifth dimensional compassion, it's not scary to be honest with ourselves from that level of our being, because we can love anything that comes forward, you know, rather than judging any aspect of ourselves when we look, you know, behind the veil and go, oh, maybe I don't like that. When we go into that fifth or seventh, we say, it's okay. Whatever we have under there, we all have goo and guck, and it's all good.
Yeah. That's so true. And, you know, I want to bring this in, because there is a magical energy that's happening right now. You know, whether or not you want to call it magic, I mean, it can have lots of other names, but at its essence, it's really the core of creation. And what we're seeing is that, you know, there is this magic that is moving things together. You might not like what that magic is weaving, but the magic is happening. And, you know, whether or not we gaze at something as black magic or white magic or whatever, this is a moment where we're being invited to transcend the mere concept, to remember the co-creative force we are. That, and that's what you were just talking about. When we're in that level of consciousness, we can really wrap our arms around that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, that concept of magic. I've had a few people, you know, message me, how do I, you know, do a banishing, or how do I, you know, do this or that? And I'm like, it's really about your intention, whatever, you know, you choose to use, but that the power comes from within us, not from outside, that the magic's not outside of us, that we need to go find it, that we have to remember it within us. And then whatever we choose to do from there is going to be, you know, if it's sincerity, love, and presence, it's going to be transformative. But we got to look within. I'm seeing a lot of that, people just trying to find something outside of themselves to make themselves feel better during this. And that's one thing I'm noticing. It's like, whoo, that call to go within and claim our power is so, so strong and so available. I mean, the second we do, we remember, oh, that's right, I know how to do this. I don't need a spell book. I am the spell book.
Well, I want to do that, because there's a lot of interesting, and I'm going to use the word spellcasting, that's happening. You know, this is, this is really what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, is that when a spell is cast consistently, it doesn't need to have the radiance of the highest to manifest. It becomes self-propagating. It becomes self-manifesting. Mm-hmm. And so the trance begins. And you know, this is why last August, when I was told I had this widespread metastasis, I did not receive that spell. I would not let that spell be cast on me. But had I received that, then I was literally doing what? It's a spell. It becomes that self-fulfilling prophecy. And you really focus on that. And so this is important to really be discussing, because, and forgive me, I don't want to step on any toes, but when we look to do earthbound movement of energy for self-fulfilling ends, we create a karmic loop on the planet. You might have, you know, as the Gita says, that which looks like the sweetest gift in the end becomes the most potent poison. Because you might get your wish, you might get your dream fulfilled, but you have to go full circle with it. And it's a linear circle, which means it's always going to come back. And it's cool, because we're always in the spiral, right? But this is why right now, the power of being able to move energy, because isn't that what it is, really? We're just moving, brewing energy, you know, yeah, whatever archetype you want to use, but you're moving energy. So if we are aware right now, right? Like we have this beautiful moment before us. If we are awake, that we can harvest multidimensional experience and really anchor outside of this dimension, imagine the powerful force, even if just a few of us do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just a few of us. We don't need millions. If just a few of us do it, imagine how that would trickle down to those seeking their own magic, and that it would open a brilliant, radiant beam of light so that those whose eyes might not have be as bright go, hey, is that a light over there? You know, what could be more beautiful than helping more people remember who they are? I mean, how is that rocking for you? Are you experiencing this at all, or noticing, or feeling?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. And to know that when we really dedicate ourselves, commit ourselves to saying, I'm going to do this. And like you shared earlier, maybe it happens for a moment, but you keep on walking that path and working it. And you feel those moments of illumination and know that that is expanding and rippling out and touching everybody else, whether they're awake to it or not. Everyone's experiencing it. And it only takes a small amount of us to create a big shift.
Exactly. And you know, my husband again was sharing this with me earlier, and we're going to bring him on near the end when we do this amplification. And he was reminding me about how love carries so much more power than force. But that is why force needs its own extra energy, the fear.
Right.
And so fear is like a force. It's like a bulldozer, and it's running over you. And it's like, oh my God, if you're tired and you see a fear bulldozer, you're running the other way. And that's why I do have to give a shout out. Got to stop and give a shout out. My heart is so proud and dancing with the lineage holders, because we are so brave and we are so courageous. And this Thursday night, we are going flying into the fear dimension as a team. And I mean, there's a whole lot we're going to be doing before we fly in. I'm being very careful and making sure of it. But the reason we're flying in is so that we can fly through and ignite a ripple of light into the fear dimension, because this needed to be done together. And we're doing it in this up-level energy. Today is Tuesday. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we're in the opening of the up-level right now. Tomorrow is peak full moon. And then on Thursday the 9th, when we get together as lineage holders, it's like that one moment where everything converges. And if we really come together, we can slip through the security screen. You know what I'm saying? It's that moment. And so it's really, I mean, I don't know about you, Jess, but I'm just digging the fact that we're here right now on this planet and that we're all remembering and doing this together. I mean, come on, how cool is that?
It is. It's so cool. I can't really wrap my human brain around how awesome it is. But I know so many of you out there have been sharing, and I feel you saying, wow, this is the moment I came here for. Yes. Oh my gosh, these last 3 or 4 years have felt like, what's happening? When's it going to happen? And then this happens and we're going, oh, okay, this is it. This is that moment. And that we have all these tools. I mean, thank God we have each other. We have the support of ascended realms and masters. Like, we came here to do it. Nothing is going to stop us. And you're all so brave. I mean, so brave to be standing here right now. Wow.
And you know, Jess, I want to share you said something that I think is really worth underlining. And that is what focused commitment and or steadfast commitment with focused awareness gives us. It gives us that I will not stop, to the point where stopping doesn't even enter your consciousness. It's not even there. 100% of your steadfast energy, your commitment, and your focus is on how can I serve? How can I serve? Show me what else I can do. How can I serve? And that's what's being illuminated right now. That's what we're seeing. And all of everyone's true colors are being revealed. Everything's being illuminated. And so what a profound moment. And I just think it's important that, you know, I've said they threw both of my daughters got, you know, my one daughter was in Italy and had to get out of there and was in quarantine. My other daughter has COVID right now, but she's really turning it around. Sri and I were hit in a few other areas. And it's like, you know what? I'm sorry. What you're doing over here is so irrelevant. I know that that's being handled. And I think that we're all going to have to walk through a moment or two, and that the universe is saying, look, I've got your back. Are you willing? Are you willing to have that? And that's part of the radical honesty, don't you think?
I think so too. And, you know, if anybody's experiencing a moment where your knees are shaking a little bit, or you're feeling like, oh God, oh no, you know, I've had it too. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is intense, but it's that moment of saying, you know, it's allowing us to shake out a little bit more and comfort the ego some more and just continue to say, okay, I've got you, you know. And it's so important, like whatever you do that helps you ground, anchor, connect to, that's like gotta be our main job. I mean, don't worry too much about the fine print right now. Just do what you need to do to really Absolutely. Help yourself and support yourself and your body, and everything else will fall into place. It always does. It really always does.
You're right. And that's because you're carrying that energy. And, you know, as you were sharing, I was reminded that go watch the Spiritual Survival Kit, right? Yeah. Everything you were saying, I'm like, Spiritual Survival Kit, right?
Yes,
it's right fantastic. There, right? It's right in front of you. Well, you know, Jess, we have full phone lines all over the place. And then, of course, we're going to bring in Sri so that we can really come together at the end of the show for this activation. Mm-hmm. What we're going to be doing is just a couple minutes of activating the crystalline DNA to a greater harmony of what's happening right now. And so you want to stay for that. My beloved Sri Ramka will be here for that as well. So three of us will be engaged in that. And also remember, my angels, this is why Sri and I have almost been pushed by the divine directors to, for the first time ever, we are being told to reveal to the public all of the keys of ascension that are in the 12 lessons of light. And so for those of you that recently took the Bhagavad Gita with me, we will be teaching it very similarly to the way I taught the Gita. This is seven Monday nights at a time when support is needed on the planet, where we can come together, remember who we are, and each of us is activating our own illuminated crystalline DNA codes safely and easily over this 7-week period. This is a really important moment. And so please join us. It is a donation. Welcome. Join us. You know, go to shrinkcare.com, learn about it, because it's next Monday, 13th, before that 15th window closed, right? So we had to put that in there. I hope you're joining us, Jess.
Oh, yeah, I'm already signed up. I love those lessons of light. Which book did those come through? I can't.
Atlantean Revelations.
Right. Like the first time I went through that, and you can spend so long with each of those lessons. So to be doing this and decoding them even more, I think it's such good support for us. And it's the activation of crystalline DNA. You've got me with that. I can feel us ready and hungry for this. So,
well, and you. Together we are better. And mm-hmm. So the activation of our DNA all together, you know, yeah. And that's why, I mean, it's virtually free, guys. I mean, this is donation, 100% of the proceeds. Sri and I are like an anchor of hope here for the indigenous village we are in. And we are very remote, and our pain clinic is needed. And so all of the proceeds are going. So not only are you calling for your own DNA, but whatever your donation is, you are literally illuminating the lives of others. And that expands infinitely. So my heart bows before your kindness as well, because in moments like this, it is about expansion, not contraction. And I can't stress that enough. As a matter of fact, just around that, stay tuned for this weekend with Sri and I. We have some fun stuff coming up this weekend. All right, Jess, we're going to go over here to BBS Radio, and let's see. We have got Josie Collins from Wisconsin online too. All right. Hey, Josie, namaste. Namaste. Welcome. Oh, let's see. We have to unmute you. There we are.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, sweetheart. Welcome to Soul Mirrors.
Oh my goodness, what a treat. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
So, thank you. I wish I could see your face. I'm only on the phone, but I see your beautiful face. Is this okay to have a soul reading?
Absolutely, sweetheart. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So basically, I have gone through a very dark night of the soul in the past few years, but I really feel like I am out of it completely on a mental and emotional level and spiritual level. But I've had ongoing ill, you know, like physical stuff. And I feel like part of it is maybe it's a manifestation of me holding myself back from really stepping into my true power and having, you know, doing my true work, and also the part of finding my divine life partner. And I just feel like I'm getting in my own way in some ways. And
I'm gonna stop you right there, sweetheart. I got it. I'm gonna stop you because, man, I got it. And I know Jess does too. So I want you to relax, and I want you to just receive. I mean, just receive. And so I want you to bring your hands right up to just below the shoulders on either side of your chest, with the fingertips toward the center of the chest, touching each other, and the thumbs pointing up almost as if they're at your shoulders. So it's like you almost have this, they're calling it the framework of support around you. And I'm actually rocking back and forth. And when you do this in the future, and for all of you that are feeling this, there is an energy barrier right here. And this energy barrier is a combination of many, many things. And they're saying that, and your hands, it's like you can take in a breath, relax the hands, you want to pull them out. And what they're saying to you is, as you expose your heart to the divine, may you remember that you are safe to be. Let go of thinking and start dancing. They're saying, let go of it. Just start letting it be easy. And Jess, I'm going to invite you to add if you would like to add anything.
Well, just echoing that, like letting it be easy and just letting go. I keep getting this like beautiful rose that is coming from the heart and coming up, but there's also like these thorns too that are just being asked to be pruned away or pulled away. So I love that practice of opening the heart. And truly, you've got this 100%. You've totally got this. And I think even just this sharing and this moment that we're connecting in is something huge for you. And it's going to feel easier and lighter even after this show and tomorrow and throughout the week. Just let yourself keep breathing. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. We're so glad you called in. Many blessings. Namaste. Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Hold on. Let me, okay. We're going to go over to the Oneness Talk Radio call board, which is filled. And so here we are. We're going to go right here to, it looks like we're going to Kiwani. I'm making a mess out of this, but it's Wisconsin. Hey, Wisconsin. Namaste and welcome.
Hi, this is Kayla from
Kiwani. Hi, sweetheart. Well, you pronounced that just perfectly. Welcome to the show, honey.
I'm here with my husband, Sam, and we have been very fortunate to be going through our ascension journey together. And I was hoping if you could give us some inspiration.
Oh, with so much joy. Absolutely. You know, first and foremost, as you were sharing, I felt the two of you. And so I have to show you something. And Jess, I haven't even shared this with you yet. So tonight, right when I was walking up from where Sheree and I live to where our studio is here at Tosa Blue Mountain, it's two flights of steps. So check this out, guys. Look at this. Do you see this rock? And so I'm wanting to show it to you because the energy of this, it's, and you see how it's almost like a whimsical energy, and then it becomes so many other things. And then based upon how you view it and which way you're looking at it, it keeps transforming. And so I heard to bring it for the show tonight, and now I know why. It was for the two of you. It was partially for this moment to show you this visual. And they're telling me now to stand it up on my studio desk this way. So just so you can see, that's how I'm now going to be standing it up on the studio desk. And so, oh, lots of fun. Feel that? That's the earth. And that's really rich, beautiful soil from here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And the reason I'm doing this is they're saying that you're being showered with the energy of creation. Stick your hands into the earth, shower them up at the sky, bring them together, and then call it to form. And I just keep seeing this over and over again. And it's like a beautiful weaving. And they're saying the manifestation is around you now. All you need do is stay the course. And so it is. And Jess, I'm going to turn it over to you, sweetheart.
I'm just laughing because I grabbed this before we got on.
No way. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. We won't talk about the size comparison here, but thank you.
Well, mine might be bigger, no, but size beautiful. Right? Wow. It's the Lake Superior Shiva Lingam. I mean, look at that from the lake.
And look, right?
Right? I mean, yeah, I didn't even show you before we got on. I saw your image and then this caller's on. I'm like, I'm cracking up. So yeah, just so perfect and beautiful. The balance, the creation energy. And I feel just so warm when I connect with the two of you. I see just birds, that peaceful, serene sunset. Just what a beautiful moment to be able to connect with your energy, sweetheart.
I thank you for bringing this blessing to all of us, and have fun. I think you guys already are. We love you, honey. Namaste.
Thank you very much. Namaste.
Mwah. Bye, honey. Wow. Well, you know, Jess, there's just so much going on. And I have to share that I have been secretly enjoying tonight. I brought the little bag I wanted to show you. Look, this is my Bhutan tea. Is this great? So this is cardamom and cordyceps mushroom. Mm. And I wanted to share that before we started talking about this activation, because I normally don't drink this at night. And I so clearly heard that what we're getting ready to do is going to require a lot of crystalline essence. So speaking of requiring crystalline essence, I think we should call in Sri Ramka, my yes. love, Mr. Sri, come on in. Okay. Here he comes. All right. So I'm going to scooch.
Here
and so
comes.
Here to save the day.
I'm a mighty mouse, huh?
No Andy Kaufman references, please. Okay. So, all right, here we are. Oh, I love that you're in the mood. Look at Sri. He's in this beautiful, beautiful, you know, crystal. And see, this is what's happening right now.
Yes.
You know, it is.
Okay, look the other way.
Okay, yeah. Hang on yourselves. Okay. So,
keep it PG. All right.
Exactly. Okay, we'll keep it clean. So, so I wanted to just invite all of us right now to really take a moment as this community comes together. And really feel into the energy at hand. I mean, just before you and I got on the air tonight, we were talking about like when the every time we talk about this moon, right? It kind of gets you, right?
Ooh. Yeah. Gotta take that breath every time,
right? Yeah, and
it's building. We're getting there.
It is, and so this is a moment that because we're together right now in this window, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday window, that is going to be like this, its own little apex, right? And because, believe it or not, guys, things are going to get a little more intense. This is a moment right now where we can invite ourselves to realign with the crystalline field that is before us so that the intensity means intensely more creative, intensely more inspired, intensely more received, intensely more generous, and that we will be riding this wave comfortably until the 15th. And so to get on this jet wave of this peak, otherwise it's going to feel like a tidal wave. And you will survive it, but you're going to be a lot more, let's just say, tired. Clarity or confusion, and it is a choice. And so, Jess, I thought that as we would move into this evening, that the way we would do this is invite Sri to begin, and then I'm going to go into it and then invite you to close. Would that work for you?
Oh, certainly.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart. All right, Sri, let us begin. Let's bring our hands together.
So let's take a moment and recognize that what we are doing is a collaborative connection to our purest intentions.
Yeah.
And that we as divine beings have the power to call into form, to call the energies forward in the way that serves the expansion of love. So let's begin by wiggle the body just a little bit, get comfy, because we're asking the body to trust this energy. Mm. And so first we acknowledge I am here and I am safe. And then if you feel comfortable closing your eyes and it's safe to do so, just think along with me as I recite the mantra of self-ascension just one time to help us move into that divine space. And then we'll follow it with one other mantra. Take a deep breath in. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Open my mind. Expand my vision. Ignite my heart. Heal the world. So,
breathing into yourself now, witness your breath, hear your breath, feel your breath, relax and be your breath. Begin to notice that you are resting on the sea of divine crystalline consciousness, floating, supported, suspended, enveloped and ignited. Notice that you are already radiating the energy of divine joy, the sense of peace that is arising from the divine connection that is before you now. You may actually experience heat. You may be experiencing a sense of movement You may simply be experiencing stillness as the movement. It matters not. Within the divine consciousness of your natured mastery, call forward the unified field of the heart and soul. Relax even more. Notice your feet are vibrating with an energy, a radiation that is inviting all that you are through the unified oneness of the physical rays that are illuminated through your co-creative consciousness now and the divine consciousness that is fully ignited and radiating with crystalline light. Notice that before thee is a beautiful portal, a gateway. Notice and receive.
And as we receive now, feeling yourself moving through this portal into the field of all expansiveness, light, love, all that is. Feeling the luminescent presence of crystalline light. Feeling that while you have a form, you are the formless. And the form is integrating easily and lifting with these energies now. And feeling these divine rays, it's like the seven and there's this unification, divine feminine, divine masculine. Feeling the lift, feeling the all-encompassing love that is present, holding each and every one of us. And as we each are illuminating, seeing how we ignite and ignite and ignite in each and every one of us, illuminating now around this whole beautiful planet of form and this whole beautiful cosmic dance and the ripples that are coming out from each and every one of us. Feeling the creation, the love, the propulsion of our true nature. Allowing anything to balance, to just easily come into balance now. Feeling the master that is by your side. And realizing that master is you. Taking all the gifts, all the awareness, all these little ahas that are tickling, and know that they'll continue to expand long after we close this ceremony. Know that you are safe and all is truly well. Much love, many blessings.
Breathing in, relaxing ever more. May you know that you are truly loved. Namaste, beloved ones. Have a beautiful evening. Namaste.
Namaste.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. Know the master you are.